Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Now, if the thoughts of maths lessons at school conjures up fear and dread in your child or perhaps even in yourself when you look back, you're not alone because according to researchers at Cambridge University, children as young as six are suffering panic attacks and stress and anxiety over maths. Partly caused, apparently, by poor teaching. The research has found that anxiety triggered by the fear of maths is dragging some pupils into a circle of poor performance, with children, as I say, as young as six, suffering with a range of negative emotions from rage to despair about mathematics. Is this a real concern? I mean, obviously, they're not going to keep it up and we're trying to push everyone into STEM these days. But if you have an anxiety about doing basic maths, I presume that's not a runner for you. But to discuss this further, I'm joined now by Brendan Gildy, who is a teacher of maths to higher leaving certs in the Institute of Education and an author of the upcoming book, Getting Ahead of Maths. Brendan, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Ciara. I just liked all your words there, like rage, annoyance, anxious, uncomfortable. They're all words I meet every day myself as I do maths.
Really?
Hopefully, I'm never in despair.
Well,
but sometimes if
it's
I
good
do something
to know
stupid,
the teachers aren't in despair. But is this a real thing, maths anxiety, that the good people of Cambridge University believe that it is?
Well, I would think the survey is very significant. 2,700 8 to 13-year-olds. So that's a good number. And I would say yes, I'd say they're right. But the thing about it is, the worst about it, I suppose, from the maths is that all the other subjects, everything is wonderful. You know, in English, when I was young, and if I wrote an essay in English saying the grass was blue, well, it's a long time ago now, but I'd be killed because that wasn't allowed. Whereas now, if you think the grass is blue, you're in touch with your inner writer and it's great and that's the way it should be. But in maths, the answer, 2 times 9 is 18, and it's always 18. And in maths, if you don't get it right, then you don't get the mark. And we're not able, I think, in the whole of the Western education system to handle that well. And people get disheartened. And then the educators...
Are you saying we're not able to handle failure, as it were, because we've got something wrong and now we haven't succeeded at it or been given marks for effort kind of thing, the way you might be in other subjects?
Well, there is marks for effort, but I think so. I think that's part of the and it is a crisis all across the Western world where students are upset and anxious and annoyance, as I say, is part of it. But the despair part, it's become that. And partly too, I would think, and this is a personal thing, the courses, whoever designs the syllabus, and they're all cut from the same cloth, they're all making the courses too long. There's too much content. And teachers can't get through it.
So they're too long, but are they also dumbing them down? Because, I mean, I don't know, but we keep hearing that you're dumbing down things and applied maths is rubbish. And, you know, we keep hearing that these things are being changed. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not in the classroom. Is it the case that we're asking less of students all the time?
Absolutely. But I think, too, I think you go back to the whole thing where nobody wants to stand up and say, look, this is maths and it's hard, you know, and you have to do a certain amount of work and this graft needs to go into it. Now, I'm not saying people aren't grafting in other subjects, but in maths, if you don't do the hard yards, then you can't do anything. And in fairness, the best and the cleverest people in the system are the students themselves. They're doing it. They know
but
when they
We're putting that though on the students. You know, it's hard work. They have to graft. And I get that. And I accept that. I'm a believer that kids, even school kids, need to put, you know, the shoulder to the wheel and work sometimes and just get on with it. But this study would suggest that teaching is an issue here too. One of the things I noticed, and I know it's unpopular and I know people give out about it nowadays, is things like learning by rote, which did exist when I was young and have been largely thrown to one side. My kids don't know their times tables. I know my times tables. So I can do mental arithmetic faster than my children, whose brains are outstripping mine in terms of speed in every other way. But if you say to me, what's 9 nines, I'll go 81, and they look at me blankly. I think that was we gave ourselves the tools. You know, I think we've eroded some of the foundation level stuff in maths, and maths is like building a wall. If the foundations aren't there, the whole thing is wobbly.
Well, Ciara, if you were put in charge, I'd be 100% behind you because you're dead right. Nowadays, the trendy solution in the whole of the West, not just Ireland, England, the whole of the Western world, in context, real life, real world questions. And it's so dishonest as you said, they can't multiply.
No, they can't.
The pretext is that they can do a real-world problem, that they can go to the, let's say, to a shop with 50 euros, work out a shop bill and tell you the change. No, they can't, because they can't do the math. Now, granted,
that worries me.
They have calculators. And rightly so, it worries lots of people. I mean, in England, on a survey, it was in one of those articles where in 2011, they found that if you take functional, if you like, literacy levels in England, they found it to be around 55 or 60%. But functioning math skills, 25% across society overall. And so it's a massive, massive problem. It gets a bit of appearance money in odd time when somebody does a survey.
I just find mental arithmetic, I fall back on it a lot for the change. You know, I can look at a bill or a receipt or whatever.
Yeah.
I might not add it up to the nth degree, to the last decimal place, but I'll know roughly that 7 euro something plus 15 euro something is 22 euro something, or maybe 23 euro something. Do you know what I mean? I know the rough estimates because of maths and because of things like tables. And it seems to me my kids don't. And they have struggled with maths more than I ever struggled with maths. And I feel like we've pulled out a building block. And if it is down to poor teaching, are we so ahead of ourselves that we want to get into the highfalutin problems that we've moved away from simple arithmetic, which was kind of a foundation? I don't know where we're going wrong.
Well,
you tell me.
Two places that were going wrong, according to me, and one of them is, say, the severe shortage of specialist maths teachers, and that's what they've identified in England. Now, in fairness, they've identified that in England in the late 60s, and they still haven't managed to be able to do anything about it. There's no substitute for subject knowledge and continuity provided by the specialist. None. But if you take, let's say, we've got people maybe out on leave and wherever in school, schools in Ireland can't find maths teachers.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting that there are no maths teachers.
Picked up on other things. So what you have to do is pay them more.
Yeah,
and that's not kind of popular when you say, oh, I'm not saying this because I'm a maths teacher. I'm saying it just because it's needed. And if you can't get them, then you have to either pay more.
Well, you're competing with other industries that use maths or science, and they are high paying industries. Look, thank you for talking to us, Brendan. I do appreciate it. That's Brendan Gildy, teacher of maths at the Institute of Education, and author, the book is Getting Ahead of Maths.